Hit Breakfast with Alan and Carly, and Married at First Sight is back again tonight on Channel 9 at 7:30. You can watch all the drama unfold, and unfortunately, very dramatic evening for Tristan last night. Joins us now. Good morning.
Morning, guys. How are you?
Mate, how are you?
Well, look, I'm okay. You know, it was a big night last night. Probably didn't go the way I expected it, but you can't blame Kasra because she's just speaking her honest truth, and that's all that we can ask.
That's what I was going to say, Tristan, because a few people are kind of coming for Kas. Not in a bad way, but I think it was just hard to watch someone get rejected on national TV.
I think some people are coming saying that she misled him, where I just don't think we saw the full story, Carly. Is that fair to say?
Well, yeah, because I got to admit, Tristan, watching the show in the honeymoon phase, I definitely saw a bit of chemistry there, but after that, I didn't really see it.
Yeah, no, we did have actually a fair bit of chemistry, to be honest. It was more, but I just kind of realised maybe I can't read a room as well as I think I can read a room, if that makes any bit of sense.
Yeah.
So, like, obviously I'm hurt and a bit sad, but you can't actually blame Kas for it, though, because what was the other option? That she just leads me on for a bit longer just to kind of, like, you know, protect my feelings or whatnot, and then do it later when I get more invested. Like, annoyingly enough, you can't blame someone from doing the right thing.
And it hasn't been the easiest season for you. I feel like you've gone in with quite pure intentions, and whether you meant to or not, you got quite hurt, especially with the Jack comments that were made. Have you had a chance, I guess, off camera to talk to Jack about this? Because obviously it's been dredged up in the media and there's been a lot of back and forth.
Well, look, I actually kind of was supporting Jack at the bit, but then he actually leaked some of the text messages that I sent him the day after when he basically called me the whale. And it was just annoying. It was just annoying because I never gave him any permission to do that. And I'm like, dude, if you're really kind of sorry about it, you wouldn't leak my personal messages, or you at least tell me about it. I mean, we all make mistakes. We're only human. I understand that. But it's like, at some point, you've got to just learn to man up and just cop it. It just really frustrated me, to be honest.
Oh,
I'm like,
100%.
So the protein powder didn't go all smoothly? It's not all hunky-dory?
No, but we're going to do an auction. We're going to sell the cross off and the weight loss supplement, and then we're going to give it to charity.
That's idea. That is...
Leaking personal text is pretty gross.
Wow. It just, there's always a new low with this guy.
Well, it's just like, you just don't do that. I mean, you didn't even ask me. Like, but you just don't leak anyone's text messages. I mean, what I say to you in private, it's like, and even if you were like, hey, dude, do you mind if I send this just to show that you're okay? Then we can have a bit more of a discussion, right?
Yeah.
And be like, don't you think it'd rather come better from me, the dude you called a whale, than you just doing it without my permission? Because now I just kind of feel like you weren't sorry at all.
I think that's like, the general feeling from everyone is that he wasn't actually sorry, right?
I'm too naive for my own good, I reckon.
Oh, like, Tristan, no, you're not. We've loved watching you.
He is a little bit far. I mean, bless Tristan.
I don't want to put the blame on Tristan.
No, I'm not blaming Tristan. He's an innocent little deer.
It's just life lessons learned, right?
Let's
not waste any more time on Jack. I've got more bigger things to focus on. I've got to focus on Kas. I've only got 7 days, right?
Do you think you can turn it around, Tristan?
I hope we can, but it's just the best thing about Kas is just that we've been through so much together with each other. Like, we've tried everything.
Yeah.
So I'm fingers crossing, but it is what it is right now, I guess.
Does this turn into a, like, I don't know if it's officially on screen, but when does the point come to Kas where you go, hey, do you have any single friends?
Never. You never.
Right answer.
No, but I mean, like, she's done with you because he's kind of going to go, all right, like, let's just, I don't know, let's suss it out. Like, you know what I mean?
Wouldn't you go back to the experts and maybe ask that?
No, I don't think they have a clue what they're doing.
Let's just do round two, experts. I'll see you on season 12, you know? No way. I got match of the best person. Like, even though it's been really rough the last couple of days, I can't blame Kas. She's only just been honest. And at the end of the day, all the amazing things she's been with me, all the amazing things we've done together, I would never change it for the world.
Just saying, maybe after this week, if she has any friends, just ask the question. Because she seems like a lovely person that would hang out with other lovely people. Am I right?
Yeah, you're not wrong. But no, I'm just saying. You just say.
Shoot shot. Tristan, thanks for your time, mate.
Thank you. Bye.